Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock. Vladimir Zelensky says at least 31 people have been killed and 84 injured in a Russian missile strike on the northeast of the country. Two ballistic missiles hit a crowd in the city of Sumy. Ukraine's president says residential buildings and educational institutions were among those hit as people headed to church. A child is among the victims. Nottinghamshire police say a man in his 50s has died following an explosion inside a house in Worksop. Nearby homes were evacuated and a major incident was declared yesterday after the blast. George Ike has more.
Last night, just after 7:30, an explosion partially destroyed one of those houses. We have now heard from the Fire and Rescue Service that it was in fact a gas explosion that pulled the front of that house out into the street, shattering windows opposite, and neighbours say they could hear it all the way down the road.
Two prison officers remain in hospital in a stable condition after being attacked by the brother of the Manchester Arena bomber. Three guards at HMP Frankland were doused in hot oil, allegedly by Hashem Abedi yesterday. The 28-year-old was jailed for life for helping his brother carry out the 2017 suicide bombing, which killed 22 people. Mark Fairhurst from the Prison Officers Association says yesterday's attack has had a devastating impact on the staff at County Durham Jail.
Our colleagues at Franklin this morning are going into work absolutely traumatised by this sequence of events. The latest from the hospital is they are stable. You know, they've been treated well. Unfortunately, one of them has a punctured lung, so it looks like it's going to be a long process.
And Pope Francis has addressed crowds gathered for Mass in the Vatican, wishing them a happy Palm Sunday. He appeared briefly in St. Peter's Square in his wheelchair. The Vatican says he continues to improve after spending 5 weeks in hospital for double pneumonia. The weather and a cooler and breezier day, scattered showers and sunny spells, further outbreaks of rain moving into Northern Ireland and Western Scotland later, a high of 17 degrees Celsius. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Pusey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good afternoon, Joanna Gosling with you. I hope you're having a good Sunday so far. Stay with me until 4 for 3 hours of music that moves you.
Joanna Gosling
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
Love that piece. It got a great response from you when I played it for the first time a few weeks ago. And if that was a first for you, I hope you loved it too. It is Hanak Patchap Kusikwinen, and it was performed by Ex Cathedra on Classic FM. And before it, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra got things going with the Adagio of Spartacus and Phrygia by Kacha Turian. So how are you? I hope you've had a good week. I've been in Copenhagen for a short break this week, which was absolutely wonderful. There are so many highlights from the trip, but the takeaway I want to share is a food moment that blew our minds. A cardamom bun from the Heart Bakery. It was sublime. Pastry that was perfectly crunchy and melty at the same time. I literally can't stop thinking about it. And now it is a slightly obsessive food memory because I can't have one again unless I go back there. So do you have a food memory like that? I want to know your moment of food, joy and perfection. Where it was and why it was so amazing. Text 61812 or WhatsApp me on 03457 49 1812.
Thank you.
The finale of Florence Price's Symphony No. 1, played by the Philadelphia Orchestra. Joanna Gosling with you this Sunday afternoon on Classic FM.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Bluebird poem by Mary Elizabeth Coleridge, set to music by Charles Villiers Stanford, performed by the choir of New College, Oxford, and before it, the theme to Inspector Morse by Barrington Fellung. Text from Elisa in York. My food memory was being a seven-year-old on holiday in Italy on the beach, where the pizza man would come around at noon, and OMG, never tasted anything like it. You won't believe that in the sweltering heat you'd want pizza, but never tasted the like since. I love it, Elisa. 6.18.12 for your sublime food memory, or email me, Joanna Gosling, via classicfm.com.
Thank you.
The second movement of Telemann's Concerto for Flute, Violin and Cello in A Major, played by the Berlin Baroque soloists. Another food memory is from Liz. Hi, Joanna. My food memory is a pastry from a pâtisserie in Saint-Vaast-la-Hougue in Normandy in France. It's called a Roche de Tatieu after a nearby island, and it's a small choux pastry filled with crème pâtissier and dusted with sugar. It's delicious and well worth the journey from Yorkshire a couple of times a year to get some. I think I have to go, Liz. That sounds yummy. Thank you for sharing that one. One of the most stirring pieces of music ever written is next. The crowd spontaneously started singing it at Verdi's funeral procession. It is Va Pensiero from his opera Nabucco, next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The following message is brought to you by Airbnb.
Italy or Spain? That's the big decision I've got to make before our long-awaited family holiday in the summer. Of course, the weather should be gorgeous in both, but top of my list is lots of water activities to keep the children happy so I can simply relax and read a book. And while I'm away, I'm thinking about hosting my own home on Airbnb. In the past, when I've been busy travelling for work, I didn't always have the extra help to make hosting work. But now, with the new co-host network, it's easier than ever to get started. From managing reservations and handling the day-to-day tasks to welcoming guests, a co-host on Airbnb can do it all for you, which means I can fully relax and focus on turning the pages of my gripping beach read. Knowing your home and your guests are being looked after while you're away is a huge plus. Find a co-host at airbnb.co.uk/host.
This is the sound of a forehand shot. And this is the sound of a backhand shot. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your personal pension. As a Which-recommended SIP provider, with a low flat fee, and now £250 cash back when you sign up, the choice is obvious.
Advantage Wendy.
Search Interactive Investor Personal Pension. New SIP customers only. SIP values can fluctuate and you could get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply. Minimum £10,000 investment. Offer ends 30th of April.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms apply.
Fever Tree Mediterranean Tonic Water. Made with zesty lemon thyme from a small family farm in Provence and essential oils from herbs that grow in the Mediterranean sunshine. So, if 3/4 of your G&T is a Fever Tree tonic, maybe it's time to call it a T&G. Fever Tree. Mix with the best. Ooh, that takes me straight to the med.
The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I'm going to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
And critics are calling it brilliant, a gripping spy thriller.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
Starring Rami Malek and Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur in cinemas now.
Regal Faves and Ocean Waves.
Opera tunes and full moons.
Romantic ballads and big time masterpieces. The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 has it all this Easter weekend.
Join us as we count down the greatest classical music as voted for by you.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Starts Friday morning at 9. Classic FM.
Joanna Gosling
on Classic FM.
Narcissus from Water Scenes by Ethelbert Nevin, played by the New London Orchestra. And before it, the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra and Chorus brought us Va Pensiero by Verdi. It's Palm Sunday today, just a week until Easter Sunday. And you know what will make your Easter weekend even better? Finding out what has landed where in the new Classic FM Hall of Fame countdown. Your votes make it the biggest classical music poll in the world, which we are so proud of. Find out who the big winners and surprises are across Easter weekend from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. as we count down the nation's new classical top 300 starting at 9 a.m. on Friday. Now, a fiendish violin concerto by Paganini on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
the finale of Paganini's first violin concerto played by Maxim Vengerov and the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra. Stephen Somerset, hi Joanna. My food memory is from when I was serving at RAF Bruggen in the early 80s. We used to regularly visit a roadside vendor to have currywurst mit frites. Never been able to recreate the taste quite like it. Kirsty from Bradford, hi Joanna. My favourite food memories all come from my childhood trips to France growing up with my family. Sat in a restaurant after a day in the swimming pool and just having a fun time with my family with an ice cream sundae as a holiday treat. You just can't recreate those things, can you? Lovely. Well, it might be the Easter holidays right now, but that doesn't necessarily mean a break if you've got kids to look after. So if you are in need of a moment to yourself for that or any other reason, I hope you'll join me after two when I'll be playing a special piece of music for us to listen deeply to still the mind and stir the soul as we stop the clock on Classic FM. After the news at 2 with Simon.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
Your customer service was tip-top. You know, I couldn't fault it.
The customer service was really good.
People are friendly on the telephone. You can always get a problem solved.
Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
People like yourself and all of your colleagues have done such a wonderful job.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
You are not a sponge. You do not belong in a bucket. But when it comes to retirement plans, that's just where some people get put. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We treat you as an individual, tailoring retirement advice that's just right for just you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
The following reading is brought to you by Coca-Cola.
The Shining by Stephen King, page 54. Most of what she believed centered around her love for Jack. She had never stopped loving him. Except maybe that dark period immediately following Danny's accident. And she loved her son. Most of all, she loved them together, walking or riding or only sitting. Jack's large head and Danny's small one poised alertly over the fans of Old Maid's hands, sharing a bottle of Coca-Cola. Looking at the funnies, she loved having them with her. And she hoped, dear God, that this hotel caretaking job Al had gotten for Jack would be the beginning of good times again.
Coca-Cola. Classic.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
from Global's newsroom. I'm Simon Williams. A man in his 50s is now known to have died in a gas explosion in Nottinghamshire. A house in Worksop has been partially destroyed in the blast, which happened just after 7:30 last night. The victim's family are being supported while an investigation into the cause of the explosion gets underway. Reporter George Ike is at the scene.
There is so much debris out into the street, and the front half of the house has completely collapsed outwards, and it has actually brought the window off upstairs of a neighbouring property. So there's going to be a lot of work to be done to get this safe again.
More than 30 people, including two children, have been killed during Russian airstrikes in Ukraine. Two ballistic missiles have targeted a group of people celebrating Palm Sunday in Sumy. More than 80 other people have been left injured. PM Sir Keir Starmer says the attack is a reminder of the need for a ceasefire in the conflict. A man has been arrested by police investigating the murder of a woman in London. The victim in her 40s was found dead at a house in Lewisham this morning. A 44-year-old man is being held for questioning. A former Home Secretary is calling for a review into specialist prison units after three officers were attacked inside HMP Frankland in County Durham. The Prison Officers Association say they had hot oil thrown at them before they were stabbed, allegedly by the brother of the man who carried out the Manchester Arena bombing. Two officers remain stable in hospital, a third has been discharged. And the King and Queen are hearing a new piece of music today that's been specially written to mark their 20th wedding anniversary. It's being played during a church service near to Balmoral. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Welcome back. Happy Sunday to you. Hope you're having a good day. It's Joanna Gosling with you till four.